Good afternoon, Daniel. How are you going?
Very well. Thank you so much for your time, as always, on a Saturday afternoon. The World Championships, what's happening?
Yeah, they're starting tomorrow in Flanders over in Belgium. Beautiful place of the world. I've been lucky enough to go and have a look over there many years ago. Beautiful countryside, Daniel.
Oh, you're making me jealous thinking about that. Beautiful countryside. Don't mind that at all. So tell us, who should we be looking out for with this?
We have some Aussies in it. Interestingly, the first event up is the World Time Trial Championship. And Rowan Dennis was supposed to be riding, but according to the internet, he's not riding. So Australia mustn't have anybody in the time trial as of what the internet says.
Wow.
And so I suppose, yeah, I don't know, it's interesting. The big favourite will be Felipe Ganna, the Italian gold medalist from the Olympics. Also Wout van Aert, the Belgian. He's on fire at the moment, just winning everything he's been riding in. And the youngster, the other young Belgian kid, Remco Evenepoel. So it'd be a huge time trial. My pick for that might be Wout van Aert. And the day after will be the road racing. And that should be a really good race. It's a one-day race, probably around about 285 kilometres, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Yep.
And to me, the favourite would have to be the winner of the Tour de France, Tadej Pogacar. But Australia has a really good team in that. And if it comes down to a bunk sprint, our own Caleb Ewan would he'd eat him up in that one, I reckon.
Yeah.
And also Michael Matthews would be up there for a go in the sprint too. So interesting championships coming up. The under-23s, Daniel's a very controversial situation.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Well, in the under-23 men, because it's the only one that's on,
yeah.
Australia's Luke Plapp is one of the favourites for the time trial. And he'll probably go right in the road race too. But there's no under-23 women's championships, so we have no Aussies in that.
Oh.
I can't believe in 2021 we don't have a world championship for women.
Is there any reason behind that? Is it just numbers? Or obviously there'd be numbers there to do something like that. But
yeah, no, it's just archaic. It hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah.
It's slowly coming along. Like in 2022, we're going to have the first women's Tour de France.
Yep.
It's never been run before. So women's sport has been in the background for a long time and starting to come through slowly. But at a world championship level, to not have an under-23 development championship is not a good thing, I don't think.
I wouldn't
surely
have thought
that would change.
You'd think, because then what would be the next step? If then the under-23, they'd go into obviously this, like, you class that as a senior, but you'd go the next step and they're missing out on that that experience.
Oh, they are, for sure. Like, basically in cycling, you have juniors, and once you turn 16, you go into under-23s, and most events, under-23s ride with seniors, but they usually have their own championships. So a lot of those young girls, they've got to ride junior world championships, and then they get into under-23s, and there is no championship, and a lot of them probably give it away, or they go to seniors and get a bit of a hiding for a while. You know, it's a very controversial subject there, I reckon.
I was going to say, if they're just going into the seniors and as you say, getting, you know, absolutely smashed, there's no there's no enthusiasm there because they know that they're going to get beaten and beaten comprehensively. So you can understand why the frustration then that there's no under-23s from the female side of things because they just won't turn up.
Yeah, well, times are changing though, Daniel. Like, even 12 months ago, probably most of the women riding in women's cycling weren't getting paid or they're getting paid a meagre amount. And that's changed. You've got the Australian team Bike Exchange and you've got the Trek Segafredo American team have been paying for the first time equal wages with the men. So that's a step in the right direction. Instead of having, it's very difficult that because you're a girl, you've got to ride for free. And yes, I hope it's all going in the right direction. Many years ago, they used to have like versions of the Tour de France and that finished. And then they had Tour of Italy and some slight versions.
Yep.
They had a couple of races on the Tour de France, just like a two-day one.
Yep.
But now next year, they're going to have a proper Tour de France for women. So things are coming along. So hopefully enough interest to be stirred up, and they will have an under-23 championship. It's amazing that it still hasn't happened.
Watch this space with interest. And finally, Noel, I know we spoke about it last week, just very quickly, the local scene, your season about to get underway very soon. I noticed yesterday was some beautiful weather, not so much this weekend, but still a great opportunity to think about doing some cycling here in Bendigo and Central Victoria.
Oh, yeah. It should be a good weekend. A bit of rain, but other than that, it'll fine up and get out on your bike and have a bit of a ride around. But I'm not too sure regarding racing, Daniel. It can't be far off before we start getting approvals again.
Wouldn't think
I'd
so.
I'd be thinking October, things will start hotting up. That's not long to go.
No.
I think plans are in, you know, you've got to plan ahead and get permits off the police and stuff like that. So I think they're all being process. So hopefully as soon as the government opens it up, we'll be racing again.
Another watch this space with interest. Hey, Noel, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View as always.
Thank you, Daniel. You have a great weekend.
And to you as well. Noel Sands, our cycling expert at Scold, Central Victoria.